How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to another week here on the Action After. This week, we're talking about Tony Watley's Action After, which was that it's not a who, it's a what. Right? It's not a who, it's a what. And as we dive into this week's Action After, this is something that I am such a believer in. And as I've looked at my own life, this has been something that has continuously, time after time after time, been a way that I have found ways to unlock that next level of my life. And so for those of you, if you're feeling in a place and you're feeling a little stuck in where you're currently at, doesn't matter what area of your life, but if you have some area where you felt stuck that you want to start to grow in, this is going to be a massively, massively beautiful tool and a beautiful action after that can really help you move the needle forward. Now, we're going to break this week down into three separate action afters, action after items. And the first action after item is to pick an area of your life where you want to get to the next level. All right, so think to yourself right now, do you want to get to the next area of your life in your health? Do you want to get to the next area of your life in your career? Do you want to get to the next area of your life if you're an entrepreneur in that route? Do you want to get to the next area of your life in a relationship? Do you want to get to the next area of your life in your finances? You get where I'm going with this. There's a lot of different ways and areas of our life we could look at. But ask yourself, what is one area of your life that lately you've been thinking to yourself, I'd kind of like to do more in this area of my life. All right, so pick that area and you don't need to overcomplicate it. Just pick one area, right? One area of your life that you're like, I know and I want, right? I have a desire. That's part of the key. I have a desire to get to the next level in this area of my life. So that's number one. Now, number two is really what Tony starts to talk about. And it's really that it's a who, it's not a what. And so as you look at this area of your life that you want to begin to improve, the second action after item here is ask yourself, who is someone in this sort of world, right? If it's fitness, who's someone in the fitness world that inspires you? If it's in career, who's someone in the career space that inspires you? That when you see them on social media or Instagram, you see, and it just kind of inspires you, kind of motivates you to see what they're doing, right? Who's someone that, you know, maybe inspires you to get your finances together, right? Think of who is someone that inspires you when it comes to this sort of area of your life that you want to look at. And you want to find a way to learn from them, right? Sometimes as we go throughout our life, we get this idea and this approach that we take where it's like, I want to get more fit. So what do I need to do to get more fit? Or I want to be better with my finances. What do I need to learn to get better at my finances? Now, the slight shift that you really want to learn here, and if you learn this and you apply it, it can massively change your life, is what if instead of saying, what do I need to do to get more fit? You said, who do I need to surround myself with to get more fit? If you want to get better at finances, rather than saying, what do I need to learn to get better with finances? What if you said, who can I learn from that's good with finances that I can learn from so that I can get good from finances from learning from them, right? If we want to have a more fulfilling career, we want to do work that doesn't drain us. Who do you know that does work that lights them up, that fulfills them, that energizes them, and go learn from them, right? So very simply, we want to understand it's not that we need to ask ourselves, well, what do I need to do to get this? If you begin to ask yourself, who can you learn from that can help you get there, that who will show you all of the what's, and they will also show you all of the what not to do. Right? Because they've been there, they've tried it, they've experimented, they've done all these different things. And now they're in a place of saying, I'm here and I made it. And I can tell you that those three things everybody says to do, don't do those three things. But actually you want to do those these other three things. And that's what's really going to help you get there. Right? So figure out who is that person and then learn from them. And this can be, if you are able to, learn from them actually by talking to them, right? For many of us, it may be someone you want to learn from that you don't really have access to. So another thing you can do is you can Google them, right? Study them, learn about them, read about them. Some of these people may have books. Go read a book that they wrote, right? Because it's going to give you the knowledge. It's going to give you the insights. It's going to give you the inside look on what really goes in their mind. And if you can take on and embody some of those philosophies, you can begin to create that life, right? Again, it's looking at the who, not the what. Another thing you could do, especially since you're here, is go listen to podcasts with this person. If there's someone that, you know, inspires you in your fitness, your health, your and the relationships and career, go type their name into Spotify or iTunes and just start to listen to the way they think, the way they pump themselves up, the way that they process, the way that they go throughout life, and start to adapt and take on some of those ways of thinking, and you're going to start to get to this area of your life quicker, right? So it's a who, it's not a what. So find your who is number one. Number two is find a way to learn from them. Could be podcasts, reading a book, could be Googling them. If you have access, could be physically going and meeting with them or hopping on a phone call with them, right? But find ways to learn from them. And then the third part of the action after item this week is to find an accountability group that will hold you accountable to the goals and the things you want to achieve in your life. And I love one thing that Tony said in this is he goes, your accountability group cannot be your best friends. Your accountability group, it just can't be your best friends, right? Because if it's your best friends, sometimes as best friends, we go, well, I don't really want to tell you this thing. I'd rather, you know, have a good relationship. Or sometimes as best friends, maybe we're all coming together and we're saying, we're going to get fit. Right? We're going to do this. And then slowly after a week or two, we're like, well, maybe this week we'll go do this thing instead of going to the gym or going on a run or whatever. And you may fall back into some of your old patterns and some of your old habits as friends, right? So you want to find someone that can hold you accountable and really hold you accountable, right? Someone that if you're slacking or lagging, or if you said you wanted to do this thing and you're not doing it, that someone can really come to you and say, hey, I know you said you wanted to do this with your life. I know you said you wanted your finances to look like this, your career, your health, your relationship. And it's been 2 or 3 months and you're not really doing anything to make that happen. So let's have a conversation about this, right? You got to put yourself in accountability group with someone that's willing to have the conversations that sometimes we don't want to have. Someone once told me this, and I think it's very true. They said that the more difficult conversations you have, the easier your life will be. So put yourself in an accountability group. Put yourself around someone that is willing to have those difficult conversations with you. All right. It also helps if you surround yourself with people that are on a similar mission, right? If you surround yourself with people in an accountability group that, for example, all want to get their career together. And they're like, we're here because we all want to enrich this aspect of our life. That's a great group to be around, right? But if you have one person focusing on health, one on finances, one on business, one on their career, everybody's kind of focused in different lanes. So it's not quite as powerful. All right. So that's going to be the third action after is find a way to get yourself around an accountability group. And for those of you that are hanging out here, just to throw a shameless plug in there, if you want an accountability group, I want to invite you to come join me and our group, our accountability group that we literally have here, and it's called the Finding Direction Community. All right, it's a group of people where every single month we come together 2 times a month. We focus on a different topic every single month, all with the goal to enrich the whole life experience, the full experience we have of life. Every single month, we focus on different topics. So some months together, we're working on relationships. Some months, we're working on our career. And then we bring in experts to talk to you. You can have conversations with them to see how did they do it and how can you start doing it in your life as well, right? Again, we bring you the who, and we also bring you some whats, right? So if you want to join us for the accountability group, just as a fun little thing for this episode, you can go to the findingdirectionuniversity.com/community. Again, it's findingdirectionuniversity.com/community. And for 30 days for free, come join the community on me. All right. For 30 days, you can come hang out and join us in the community. See, get a taste of it. Get a taste of what it's like to surround yourself with an accountability group. And if you like it, keep hanging out. If you don't like it, well, it'll be awesome to hang out with you for at least a month. All right. So if you want to do that, you're more than welcome to join our accountability group, right? The Finding Direction community. And you just go to findingdirectionuniversity.com/community. All right. So the action after this week, again, very simple. It's a who. It's not a what. All right. Number one, what's an area of your life that you want to get to the next level? And understand as well, you can do this with multiple areas of your life. If you're going, I want to work on health, relationship, and my career, find a who in each area, right? So one, what's an area you want to work on? Two, who's someone that inspires you in this sort of world? And then three, find yourself an accountability group. Get around a group of people that can help you, that can push you, that can hold you accountable to create a more enriching life, a more fulfilling life, a life that energizes you and gets you up in the morning excited rather than dreading going into your day. All right, so that's going to be the action after for this week, my friends. Other than that, one last simple thing I want to ask you is if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave us a review, leave us a rating. If you're on Spotify, you can write a little note, a little review. Excuse me, if you're on iTunes, you can write a little review. Let us know maybe what's one snippet you got from this action after that you're going to go execute on your life. Share that with us, and I would love to read about it. And if you're on Spotify, you can go give us an actual rating now on Spotify, which is awesome. So if you're over there, please go give us a rating. We would be massively, massively grateful. And if you're on YouTube, obviously hit that subscribe button. So that is all we got for the episode this week. Everybody have a phenomenal, phenomenal rest of your day, rest of your week. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you, and it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes, and you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.